you go. Do you know, we live in a world with 196 different countries, at least it was the last time I checked on Wikipedia, source of all information, and there are around 7,000 different languages spoken in our world. In fact, in London, about 300 different languages are spoken, probably more dialects on top of that as well. And every single day on the news, we hear things happening to people in other countries around the world, often to people from the countries that we've just shouted out. So who is our neighbour? Is our neighbour the person that lives in the house next door, or the flat next door, or the room next door? Or could the people that we hear about on the news from other parts of the world, could they also be our neighbours? Jesus told his friends to love their neighbours as they love themselves. And actually, there's nothing special about that, because I think lots of faiths and people of no faith all agree that we should love our neighbours and care for the people around us. But through this story, I think Jesus tells people that they need to go the extra mile. The two main characters in the story were the traveller, the man travelling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and then the Samaritan. You know, they came from two different countries. And in fact, the countries that they came from were both old enemies. That means that probably they were suspicious of each other, maybe even frightened of each other, and they probably didn't like each other. Do you know, loving your neighbour isn't just caring for people like you, people that are like me, and it isn't just caring for people that you like. Loving your neighbour means caring for people who are different, or even caring for people that we don't like or are maybe even frightened of. That, for me, is what makes this story different, that Jesus is saying it's not just about the people like you and the people you like, it's about all people. What Jesus shows us is that God loves every single person, whatever country they come from, whatever language they speak. And because he loves us, he wants us to love each other. He sees us all as neighbours, which means that we can care just as much about what's happening in another part of the world as we can about what's happening here. So that, for me, is what makes this story special, is it really challenges us to love people that perhaps we wouldn't automatically find it easy to love. And I think that's a brilliant challenge for us.